This is the NetGroup Investments podcast, where we explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about.
Hello, I'm Trevor Garvin from NetGroup Investments Multi-Manager. This installment of your market and economic wrap is titled National Treasury Warns of Impending Debt Crisis. The BRICS summit came and went. Argentina, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates were formally invited to become members of an enlarged BRICS group. These new countries hope to strengthen their political and economic ties within the BRICS membership. Many of the new entrants control much of the world's oil supply, which could also be a strategic move from South Africa's perspective. Close to half of the world's population live within the BRICS countries, and around 35% of world GDP. China, India, and Russia are also nuclear powers. This past week also saw the death of 77 people and over 40 injured in a devastating fire in central Johannesburg. A large residential block owned by the city of Joburg that had been hijacked by criminals now renting out rooms to migrants and the poor caught fire in the early hours of the morning, trapping both adults and children inside. It is a sad and poor reflection of the current situation in the country, and again another example of where law enforcement agencies have not been doing their job effectively to enforce law and order and stamp out corruption and criminality. National Treasury has also forewarned the government a month before its medium-term budget speech in October that tax collections are below what they were expecting. The economy is shrinking and the number of taxpayers dwindling. They have asked government departments to reduce expenditure, cut staff and travel, with further guidance coming. This does not bode well for South Africa's fiscal debt problems and increasing debt to GDP ratio. This can have material impacts on sentiment and the financial markets. We await with anticipation for the start of the Rugby World Cup in France this coming week, with South Africa playing Scotland on Sunday evening in the opening match as defending World Cup champions. We wish the Springboks well in their quest for World Cup glory. Meanwhile, the touring Australian men's cricket team walloped the Proteas 3-0 in the opening T20 series. Turning to financial markets, the Rand remained jittery the last week. The Rand fell to 18 Rand 95 to the dollar on Thursday before recovering on Friday, despite support for the US dollar after data showed that the US labor market was still relatively tight. There were indications that exporters took advantage of the weak levels to sell dollars on Friday, supporting the Rand to a slightly higher close for the week. Money market rates were steady, while bond yields were also little changed. The JSE All Share Index recorded further gains as basic materials rebounded, but a 0.5% drop in financials and banking stocks contained the gains in the market. New vehicle sales fell by 3% year-on-year in August, a material and rapid decline. Passenger car demand declined by close to 7%, whilst the growth in sales of light commercial vehicles slowed significantly. Key global equities strengthened last week. US markets led the gains as investors scooped up bargains after global equities, specifically the US, fell throughout the month of August. European equities were led by the FTSE 100, which gained another 1.7%, whilst the Japanese Nikkei was up by 3.5%. Chinese markets continued to reflect worries about the health of the country's economy. The US dollar held broadly steady last week as stronger economic data, buoyed by expectations that the Fed would keep interest rates higher for an extended period of time. The dollar weakened slightly against the British pound and the Japanese yen. Eurozone inflation was steady at 5.3% year-on-year in August, but still above the market estimate of 5.1%. energy prices declined by 3.5%, and food inflation fell from over 10% to roughly 9.5%. Positive signs for the future. UK households are continuing to feel the pressure of high borrowing costs and inflation. These pressures are evident in the ongoing downturn in UK house prices. The Halifax House Price Index fell by a further 2.5% in July, not quite as steep as the 2.6% recorded in June. Commodity markets were firmer, with the Brent crude oil price breaking through $90 per barrel for the first time since November 2022. This was after data showed that US crude oil supplies fell by 10 million barrels in the final week of August, implying increased need for oil from the Middle East. That brings us to the end of today's market report. Stay safe and stay healthy. Till next time, with thanks, Trevor.
Ned Group Collective Investments is an authorised collective investments scheme manager in terms of the Collective Investments Schemes Control Act. Ned Group Investments does not provide advice on financial products and will only give you factual information. For further details on our funds and to view our terms and conditions, please visit nedgroupinvestments.co.za. Ned Group Investments, see money differently.